hoping for a special night. And they not only got to witness history, they got to be part of something that had never happened before. Not just a new pope, but a new kind of pope. And if you were an Argentinian here, like Luis Vizcatas, it was better than living your soccer dream.
Definitely, because this is kind of a one in a million times. You know, we won a couple of World Cups already, so, but this is like the first
pope. That's a pretty big prize.
Yeah, and this is the first, yeah, before Brazil, you know.
That was the crowd in Vatican Square reacting to the selection of Pope Francis. And on board with us is Dr. David Cloutier, theology professor at Mount St. Mary's University, talking about this. And I'm coming to your calls in a moment. But just, I was asking you going to the break, doctor, in reference to the issues on the table for the Pope. There are a lot of them, whether it is, and we know the Pope's, this Pope's position in Argentina on same-sex marriage, on contraception, on some of these issues. But what about women in the church and their roles? What about the issue of even the celibacy that has come up often? There are a lot of issues on the plate.
Yeah, there are. I would look for two things. One, I would look for symbolic actions like the ones we were discussing prior to the break. He is clearly a master of symbolic actions. That is, he knows the right way to go out and do something that diffuses a certain kind of situation and that shows a kind of, for want of a better word, Christ-like humility that tends to be very attractive to people regardless of their views on these issues. So one, on the symbolic level, I would expect him to continue to act in very powerful ways. Whether that translates into effective reform on some of these questions is impossible to know.
Sure, absolutely. That's hanging out there, but those are the issues facing him.
Yes, and what he can do about those things and how effective he can be is just a wide open question. I think it's impossible to predict.